This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We talked yesterday about the disappointment of many in the ag industry over retaliatory tariffs placed on U.S. goods by some of our largest trade partners. Representative Dan Newhouse says he's made sure the leaders in these negotiations are aware of those concerns.
I've talked directly to different members of the negotiating team, from the trade negotiator, Mr. Lighthizer, to others that work in the administration. So there is a recognition of the consequences.
Newhouse says he's not sure at this point what their specific plans are moving forward.
But certainly from me and our delegation, the message is stay at the table. These trade deals are critically important, and we have to have them completed in a satisfactory way that benefits partners on both sides of the table.
With midterm elections coming up in November, Newhouse says he can't speculate on the impact, but the administration has to be aware as negotiations move forward.
I would think that there is an expectation on the part of people in farm country that this administration, since they supported them, would be looking out for their best interest, and that expectation is high. And so I would expect that we would see perhaps an impact.
Newhouse joined a bipartisan congressional group in sending a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, stressing the importance of finding a resolution.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.